Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. To continue in English, if you are an applicant or if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Inquiry Group. My name is Stephen. We're calling for the first time. We check the revenue just in case. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Esther Drayton.
I'm sorry, this is the Pennsylvania Independent Market Broker.
I was just talking to somebody, but we wound up getting disconnected.
Okay, so how can I help you?
I was talking to them about, I guess for me, for them to come out or whatever, but we got disconnected.
Can I have the applicant's name?
Esther Drayton.
Date of birth?
10/21/72.
And are you the applicant?
Yes, ma'am.
Your home address?
I don't know, because I moved in with my niece. I don't know her address.
Okay. Are you able to verify your Social Security number?
I don't even know that either.
All right. So, do you have your ID number for your application?
No, ma'am.
All right, how about a good phone number for you?
Say it again?
A good phone number?
I don't know that either.
All right, so unfortunately, I won't be able to proceed with the call with you unless the information is verified.
Okay.
So is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am.
Sorry.
All right, when you
I didn't introduce myself in the beginning. My client was talking. Esther, we were on the phone with another independent enrollment broker assistant, and we got disconnected. What Esther was essentially doing was she was trying to schedule her first assessment with you guys. She did have a case open with you guys, but that was canceled, so she was looking to reschedule the assessment.
Your name is?
My name is Shira. I'm working with the client.
All right, so unfortunately, Ms. Drayton is unable to verify all of the PHI that I need her to verify.
So we are able to give her number.
To move forward with the call.
That's why I'm working with her. I'm able to give her some information, some of her information that she needs. She just doesn't know her number.
I wouldn't be able to accept you giving it to her and move forward. She can't be coached. She would actually have to be able to give the information on her own.
Okay, so I can tell it to her and she can repeat it to you. Like I said, we were just on the phone with
Again,
another broker
that's coaching.
Okay, I was just on the phone with another broker representative and this worked out just fine. So, like I said, Esther is using us to help her do this. I'm sure you can understand that. We are not, this is her information. She just doesn't know everything by heart. So that's what we are here to do for her.
I understand that and I hear you. Unfortunately, per my management, I'm unable to move forward with someone that's being coached their own information. Maybe that other representative you spoke to has a different manager. According to mine, I'm unable to move forward with that type of call.
All calls are recorded for quality and insurance purposes. I can
Correct.
Show you this call is also recorded on this line.
Right.
Now, I'm going to state again. This is the patient's information. Esther can confirm that this is all her information. She gave us this information via her designated representative and herself. We are not coaching her. She's just verifying what she's already given us.
If you're giving it to her and she's telling it to me, that's coaching.
Okay. What information do you need Esther to confirm?
I would need Esther to, she's already verified her name and date of birth. I need her to verify on her own either her Social Security number, a good phone number, or her home address.
Okay. So she has her phone number, but she doesn't know it by heart.
So you're going to tell it to her and she's going to tell it to me, meaning she's going to be coached the phone number.
It's not coaching. We're just assisting her with the phone call.
All right. So unfortunately, I won't be able to proceed with the phone call with
the
information
that you're
providing
me. Ma'am, you understand
that
we're just going to end the call and we're going to call another representative and we're going
to
do
And maybe
that.
They'll be able to assist you better than I can. But unfortunately, I won't be able to do so.
It's unbelievable. Okay, fine.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yes. You can give us your supervisor's name and number.
My supervisor, the number here, 877-550-4227 is
and
the number
is
that
your,
you can reach my supervisor at. That is the only number.
Okay. And what is your ID or name that we can identify?
My name is Daylin. Daylin. We don't have ID numbers.
Okay, Baylin, do you have the last initial to your name?
M is it Mary.
Okay, can you give us the full last name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?